感謝主，我們又來到主的面前。
Thank the Lord that we have a chance to come before Him.
盼望我們每一個都好像剛才唱的詩歌一樣，要更多的認識我們的主。
May each one of us like this hymn that we just sang to know Him more.
雖然我們現在所知道的是有限。
Even though that what we know today is limited,
但是當主向我們打開的時候，
but when the Lord opens Himself up to us,
當我們向祂有所追求，
but, and when we pursue after Him,
主就讓我們看見。
And the Lord will cause us to see.
所以主不是一个很神秘的，很难明白的。
So our Lord is not hard to understand. He's not a mystery to us.
他是愿意向我们打开，有完全的打开的。
He is willing to open himself up to us.
上一次同弟兄姊妹交通过这个以弗所书第一章。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters on the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
提到知道我们的主。
And that is to know our Lord.
因为有仲有好似里边仲有好重嘅负担，所以我今朝早继续同弟兄姊妹交通呢一个题目。
And even today, I also have the burden to share upon this topic.
所以呢个题目仍然系真知道他。
And the topic today is to truly know him in the knowledge of him.
好唔好？请我哋打开以弗所书第一章。
May we turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我哋将呢一节嘅圣经再读一次。
Let us read this Bible passage once again.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
找到的请听我读。
Those who can find it, listen to me as I read.
以弗所书第一章十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and have a prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank and praise Thee.
主是你将我们召聚到你的面前。
For you are the one who called us together.
主实在我们的心亦愿意来到你的面前。
And it's also true that our heart has a yearning to gather.
愿意在这里来到见到主的面。
And to see you face to face here.
也愿意在这里真的有更多的认识。
And to know you even more here.
对于我们的主有更多的爱慕。
And to look upon, to love our Lord even more.
求主你管理我们这个时间。
Oh Lord, may you manage this time.
主啊，给年长的、年幼的。
For the elders and for the young people among us.
信主很久，或者信主，刚信主没不久的。
Those that have known you for a period of time and also those who just came to know you.
我们都能够明白主，知道主。
So that we will understand, come to understanding of our Lord.
并且追求主。
And to run after him.
又求主用着你的话向我们说。
And Lord, speak to us with your words.
主啊，愿意我们这个这样的心意在主的面前来到被蒙悦纳。
May we have this kind of heart's desire before thee, and may you accept our heart's desire.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们，叫我们真知道祂。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the true knowledge of him.
中文我们讲到知道。
Now in Chinese, when we say to know,
或者说有些翻译成为认识。
Sometimes it will be translated as to understand.
这些字都是通用的。
And we can use them interchangeably.
因为很多的圣经它翻译无论翻译从知道或者是认识。
So in many Bibles, when it translates to know or to understand,
原文都是同一个字的。
In the original text, it's the same word.
所以好像主耶稣曾经同这个撒玛利亚的妇人说，
Just as when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman.
你记不记得他说，主耶稣说，你如果知道神的恩赐和那个对你说给我水喝的是谁呢，你就必定的求他，他也必早给你了。
And Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman that if you know the gift of him and the one who called you, And when you ask of a drink, he will surely grant the living water to you.
所以说, 如果你早知道,
and if you have no knowledge of that,
另外主有讲过话, 认识你独一个真神, 并认识你所差来的耶稣基督, 这就是永生。
And also the Lord has said that to know of the to know of God and the this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
所以说,你如果认识这位独一的真神,
and that is to say, if you know this only true God,
又认识那个你差来的那位耶稣, 这个就是永生,那里有认识,认识。
And also the only true God, and that's Jesus Christ whom the Father has sent, and that is to know him.
所以因此无论是翻译做知道或者认识, 在原文里面都是同一个意思。
So regardless if it's translated to know or to understand in the original text, it is the same word.
实在这个认识或者知道对我来讲是非常非常的重要的。
But even so, to know, to understand, to us, it's very important.
有属灵的认识, 有真理上面的知道,
and to know spiritually and to understand the truth,
我们才有一个准确的路, 在这个地上行走。
Only doing so that we will have that right path that we could walk on this earth.
很多的异端, 有这个旁门左道的东西, 很多人都去跟随, 因为他们不知道那个不是正确的路。
Now there are many heresy or false teachings, so they do not know the true knowledge of him, and they have strayed to the side.
他以为跟那条 是正路,
though they think they're walking on the right path, but they do not have the true knowledge of him, thus they stray. So this, the knowledge of him is very important.
保罗不单止在以弗所这里讲这件事情,
Paul in Ephesus mentions of this matter.
还在其他的书信, 你都会见到他同样的很强调这个知道。
And also in other epistles of Paul, he also emphasized this point.
在哥罗西书1:9节那里说, 为你们不住的祈求, 愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
And in Colossians 1:9, he said that for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of him, his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
腓立比书一样的跟我们说，他说我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上面多而又多，使你们能够分别是非。
And also in Philippians 1:9, he said that he prayed that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
这个知识,弟兄姊妹,你就要留意,很多的翻译就是说,要 rich in knowledge, 同样的在这个见识和知道上面,来到丰富的知道。
Now this important translation of the knowledge of him, and that's the richness in knowledge of him.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们很多时候,我们其实不是说属灵的事情,属地上的事情,我们生活上面的事情,很多都要有知道。
And brothers and sisters, many times when we're talking outside of spiritual matters, even so, we also need to have a true understanding of those matters as well.
所以在属灵的事情上面,我们更加要有好深的把握,知道我们信的是哪一个,知道这位主是哪一位。
And even so, in the matters of spiritual matters, we should even place more emphasis on this true knowledge and understanding of him.
保罗就说,求主将那个赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Now Paul prayed that the Lord will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我哋真知道佢。
So that we can truly have the knowledge of him.
这个真知道就是说有充分的认识。
This understanding, this knowledge is to know him fully.
好，但问题就是说知道的什么呢？
Another question is to know of what?
有充分的认识，认识什么呢？
To have a complete understanding of what?
所以弟兄们一阵就留意，他原来那里有个他字，或真正的充分的认识他就是我们的主。
So pay attention later that when Paul said this, to know, to have the full knowledge of him, that the emphasis is on him, and that's our Lord.
第二点我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
And the second point I'd like to share with brothers and sisters,
就是关乎知道和知道他的分别。
And that is the difference between to know and to know of him.
时时我们都会听到有些福音朋友这么讲，同佢哋传福音嘅时候，咁佢话你而家信唔信啦？而家请你信耶稣啦。
Many times when we speak to gospel friends, they will, we will ask them, "Do you believe? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus?"
但系佢哋常常有好多人嘅回答就系话，等我识多啲先啦，等我认识多啲先啦，等我了解明白多啲先信啦。
And oftentimes, these gospel friends will answer, "Let me know, let me find out more about him, and then I'll see if I believe."
那嗰时其实咁样嘅心态系都几准确嘅。
And at that moment, it's pretty accurate how they feel.
因为你唔知道信乜嘢，唔知道信边个，咁你话信啦，咁就好牙烟嘅。
For if you don't know who you're believing or what you're believing, that is a little bit risky.
那但问题而家嚟到好唔容易有啲福音朋友信咗主啦，真系信咗主啦。
But at this moment, when we came to the time when through some difficulties, yeah, they come to know the Lord.
咁但系如果按照佢本来呢个心意啊，等我知多啲，咁我就信啊，或者话而家信咗啦，咁系咪要继续嘅啊？我要越嚟越想知道多啲呢？
Now, if according to their own logic, that if the more I know about him, I would trust him more. Now it's natural for them. Now they have belief to know and to find out more about him.
照计应该就系咁样样噶。
Now that's that should be the natural progression.
但系好可惜，有啲时候我哋信咗主之后，咁我哋就停咗喺度啦。
But sadly, many times after we believe in the Lord, we have stopped that momentum.
喺未信之时候，佢追求要愿意多啲认识佢，咁于是我哋信主，于是信咗主啦，咁就冇继续向前。
So before they believe, they want to know more about this Lord, and however after they have believed in the Lord, they stop the momentum.
但系对认识关乎神嘅事情咧，这个又唔系咁样讲法啦。
Now when we talk about to know the matters of God, that is a little bit different.
信咗主之后，佢好多时候都会走翻嚟聚会，有啲时候佢要读圣经，有祈祷。
So after we believe in the Lord, we want to come back to have a fellowship, and we have Bible study, and we want to know Him more.
但系对
，no， 信人嘅事唔系对应。
Okay, and we want to know more about the spiritual matters.
但系对呢位主有冇同样嘅一个咁样嘅心态去追求认识佢
？But do we have the same yearning to pursue after the Lord?
所以知道。同埋知道他係兩回好大嘅分別嘅。
So to know of spiritual matters and to know of him, there is a distinction there.
而家 summer 啦夏天嘅時候，好多人都會去旅遊。
Now summer is upon us, and many of us will have travel plans.
或者弟兄姊妹，你都喺夏天嘅時候咧，會接待一啲嘅朋友，因為佢嚟要嚟旅遊。
And some of us will receive guests into our house because it's just travel season.
那唔知你有冇咁嘅经验？当你知道有朋友嚟嘅时候，或者话嗰啲朋友唔系好熟悉嘅，但系你就认识佢，佢要嚟你屋企住。
I do not know if you have this experience, but you might have guests that arrive in a new location. They do not know the area very well, but they will come and you will host them.
你会唔会咧就问下？咦，佢呢个朋友嚟喎，佢係點樣嘅性情呢？佢食啲乜嘢㗎？或者咩嘢唔食㗎？咁
Will you ask them when they come to your house what kind of character they might be, what food they will eat, or what they might not eat?
你事前都要知道下啲嘢先得嘅喎，啊，唔係到時嚟到都寫落鞋啊。
And beforehand, you should find out a little information about them. Otherwise, you'll be caught unprepared.
即係照住平常人嗰個嘅心態，你去旅遊梗係周圍去玩嘅。
And as a traveler's perspective, when you go traveling, you would like to visit all different locales.
所以咧，如果你冇準備嘅時候，你就按照住呢一個常規啊，咁樣樣同佢安排，今日去呢度，第日去嗰度，日日都唔同嘅款式。
So as a host, if you have not prepared adequately, you would just show them a good time by taking them to one place and another place on the next day.
但係你唔知道佢呢個人咧，原來好惡，好中意靜嘅。
But if you have not prepared adequately and find out that oh, this person that's coming to my home, actually they love to be left alone.
就或者話淨係中意嚟到呢度，就係喺屋企坐下睇下書、睇下電視咁樣。
Or this traveler might be someone that just loves to be quiet, to have time by himself or herself, and just like to sit there and read a book or watch TV.
所以你為佢安排嘅所有嘅嘢，如果佢係一個咁安靜嘅人，你所安排嘅嘢就變咗白費咗。So
if this person was indeed such a quiet person, so all your plans to show them around, it would have been in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇見，知道佢要嚟。 旅遊係一件事，但係知道佢呢個人又另外一件事情喎。So
the point here is that you know that he's going to come and visit, but that's a different from the person who's to knowing the person who's coming to visit you and what they like to do. That's a little bit different.
所以喺屬靈嘅學習嘅上邊，我哋可以去追求去知道好多嘅屬靈嘅事情。So
likewise, in terms of a spiritual pursuit, we can know a lot of spiritual matters.
認識知道我哋嘅主係一件更緊要嘅事。But
the more important matter is to know and to understand our Lord Himself.
保羅喺呢度巴不得我哋能夠知道佢、認識佢、真知道佢。Now
Paul here pleads for us to know Him, to know the true knowledge of Him, to understand Him.
咁知道咗佢，咁咪點樣咧？Now
that if we understand Him, what now?
知道佢係一個點樣嘅人？ 我哋就作點樣嘅事情。To
know who our Lord is, then we will act accordingly to Him.
我哋知道主係點樣，有乜嘢係佢喜悅嘅，我哋就作佢所喜悅嘅事情。To
know the Lord, what He desires, what is pleasing to Him, then we will do in such a manner.
好多嘅時候，我哋都喺度追求一啲屬靈嘅。 知識,
many times we only pursue after spiritual knowledge.
但對呢一位主，我哋對佢嘅認識就唔係一定好深。But
as for pursuing after the Lord, we may not know Him intimately.
我唔係話弟兄姊妹係咁樣，我自己本人。I'm
not saying that brothers and sisters might be this way. I'm saying that I myself personally am this way.
我以前信咗主冇幾耐。
When I have come to trust in the Lord not too long,
照住我呢個人嗰個嘅標準，我覺得我都好熱心。
And according to my own standard, I felt as if I was pretty fervent.
因為無論咩聚會我都會參加。
For regardless of what kind of fellowship meeting, I would go headstrong.
但係我嚟聚會。 亦都非常嘅踴躍，亦都擺上。
And I enjoy greatly to go to the meetings, and I put forth myself into the meetings.
所以所有嘅活動我都參加。So
all the activities I would participate.
即使係好悶嘅祈禱會，我都去嘅。So
even for the very boring prayer meetings, I would also attend.
但係一段好長嘅日子。So
after a long period of time.
喺無論喺 星期日嘅聚會喺星期六，我哋嗰陣時係一個團契啊咁樣，青年嘅團契都係喺星期六，我都好踴躍嘅去參加嘅。
So in those days we have a Sunday worship and we also have a youth gathering on Saturdays, And I would gladly go to both of these fellowships.
所以所有什么程序聚会的程序怎样的情况我都很了解。
So all the processing in the meetings, I would have a clear understanding of them.
但我就并且很活跃的以为这样是可以去服侍主。
And I was very energetic, and I thought that was how I was to serve the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹很长的日子在这样 的情况的底下我知道后来我就知道我只是在那段时间知道属灵的事情。
So for a long period of time, that's how I felt. But later on, I discovered that, that was only to knowing the spiritual things matters.
但是对这位主我好像都不是几知道不是几了解他。
I only noticed the activities, the actions regarding the spiritual matters, but for this Lord, I do not know him well enough.
所以如果不是神光照我我永远都看不到我的光景。
So if it was not for the Lord who enlightened me, I could not see the state I was in.
你知道在圣经里面这个保罗我们非常的熟悉。
We know in the Bible that Paul, we know him intimately.
保罗从小呢就是受教于很严格的这个法利赛人 的教导。
Now, Paul as a young, was brought up raised with very strict teachings.
他认识所有的律法。
He was brought up by the Pharisees and he knew have full knowledge of the law.
Yeah, 也都知道祖宗的遗传。
And he also knew the traditions that was passed down to him.
对神他是非常有认识的。
And towards God, he has a complete full understanding.
在人来看他是一个非常知道神的人。
In man's eye, he is someone that knows God in depth.
他在那里以为去服侍主。
He thought he was serving the Lord.
他去将那些信耶稣的人拉到落监。
And he bought a lot of the brethren and put them in prison.
他为好似为宗教是大发热心。
He seemingly has a very fervent heart to serve.
但是我们知道那时候他还没有认识神。
But we know at that time he did not come to know the Lord.
直到有一天在大马色的路上面遇见了我们的主耶稣。
Until that day on the road to Damascus where he met the Lord Jesus.
或者我们说我们的主耶稣遇见他。
Or in put it another way that the Lord has seek him out.
在他的心里面他是真诚的。
He has a sincerity in his heart.
他是要去寻找主的。
He was there to seek after the Lord.
所以在大马色的路上面。
So on the path, on the road to Damascus.
被他遇见了主。
He came face to face with the Lord.
当他主那个光照在他身上的时候。
When the light of the Lord has enlightened him,
他向主问一个问题。
He asked the Lord this one question.
记不记得他问什么？
Do you know what question he asked?
他说，主啊，你是哪个？
And he asked, Lord, who art thou?
他说，弟兄姊妹，你看见一个人他可以有对主有知识，有一些的睇见。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that an individual can have some knowledge of the Lord.
但是他可以是不认识主的。
But that does not mean he recognizes or know of the Lord.
Yeah. 当主向他显现的时候
When the Lord revealed himself to him,
他就能够改变过来。
He was enlightened. He saw the light.
所以他在腓立比书那里就说他要认识以认识基督为至宝。
Therefore, in the book of Ephesians, he mentioned that it's the most precious thing for him to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个认识，这个知道，这个真知道，也就是这么一回事情。
Now, this matter of to know him, to have the knowledge of him, and to fully understand who our Lord is, that is what this is talking about.
我又要举另外一个例子，在旧约的里面有两个人。
I want to give another example that in the Old Testament there are two individuals.
一个叫做扫罗，一个叫做大卫。
One of them is called Saul, and the other David.
兩個人都係做過以色列嘅人嘅王嘅。
And they were both they were both kings of Israel at one time.
嗰次喺撒母耳記上嗰度記載。
And in the book of 1 Samuel, it records this matter.
嗰次以色列人同埋腓力斯人打仗。
And at that time, Israel was fighting with the Philistines.
結果就打敗咗啦。
And they lost.
於是呢個作王嘅呢個掃羅就要向神嚟祈禱。
So the king of that time, Saul, he was to pray to the Lord.
以前嘅祈禱唔係話眯埋眼就咁講。
In those times, when you pray to the Lord, it's not like when you shut your eyes and just talk to the Lord.
喺舊約嘅時候，佢禱告禱神要獻祭噶嘛。
In the Old Testament, when you talk to God, you need to have an offering.
献祭是可以的，每个人都可以去献祭，但是摸献祭这些事的人，在旧约里面的规矩就是一定是祭司才做得。
Now, anybody could offer to the Lord, but only the high priest can carry out the burnt offering.
做献祭这件事情，有这个摸这件事情。只有祭司才能够在神面前作献祭的事。
Only the high priest can carry out the matter of offering to the Lord.
但是那一次呢，扫罗没有等到祭司来，他就自己献上这个祭物。
However, at that time, Saul did not wait until the high priest arrived and he himself carry out the offering.
他这样做，神非常的不喜悦。
When he did so, God was displeased.
所以弟兄姊妹，扫罗究竟知唔知道神嘅事情
？Now, brothers and sisters, does Saul know of the matters of God?
佢知道嘅。
He know. Yes, he does.
佢知唔知道祈祷呢？佢知道。
Does he know how to pray? Yes, he does.
佢知唔知道献祭要祭司献？佢知道。
Does he know that only the high priest can carry out the offering?
所以呢啲所有嘅原则佢都知道。
He knows all these principles.
但是他却没有做到他应该做的事情。
But he did not carry out it accordingly. He did not obey.
结果他等不及的时候，他自己去献祭。
And he could not wait for Samuel to come, so he carry out the offering himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，他知不知道属灵的事情？知道。
So brothers and sisters, does he know about spiritual matters? Yes, he does.
但他知不知道神呢？
But does he know of God?
知不知道神的心意呢？
Does he know the heart desire of God?
他不知道。
No, he does not.
所以他做了愚昧的事情。
So he done this foolish thing.
另外那个大卫，他也是作以色列王的。
Also, David was also the king of Israel.
他未行坐上宝座之前，扫罗要杀他，要追杀他。
Before David became king, Saul pursued after him to to cause harm to him.
Yeah, 有一次他逃避啦吓，咁就匿埋喺个山窿里边。
So one time when David was fleeing from Saul, he hid in a cave.
咁啱咧，呢个追杀佢嘅扫罗，亦都喺个窿、嗰个山洞里边大解。
And also by chance, Saul also was resting in that cave.
嗰阵时候，嗰班跟随佢嘅人就话：，喂，好机会啊！而家一刀杀咗佢，以后乜事都冇啦。
And those who followed David, suggested to him, yeah, this is a great opportunity. Why don't you just slay Saul at this time and you will have no troubles in the future?
但圣经是告诉他们，大卫没有这样做。
But the Bible records this that David did not do so.
他不是说不可以杀他。
It's not that David cannot slay Saul.
当时是有条件可以去杀扫罗的。
He had the perfect opportunity to kill Saul.
但他不肯这样做。
But he do not want to do so.
为什么？
Why?
他说他万万不敢伸手杀害神的受膏者。
Because David in his heart, he knows that Saul is the anointed one of God and he do not want to lay his hands on him.
扫罗作王是神要神给他做的。
Now, when Saul became king, he was chosen by God.
虽然他现在在追杀自己，但是他这个人在神的面前和这件事情是两回事情。
Even though that Saul was pursuing after David, it's a separate matter that he's the anointed one of God, yet he's still pursuing after David. It's two separate matters.
神的心意不是要他杀人。
Now God's desire is not for David to kill Saul.
神的心意也不是说将他从这个苦难难处里面救出来就这么简单。
And it's not only merely to save David out of that difficult situation.
大卫知道神的心意。
David knows God's heart's desire.
知道神看重他自己手的工。
And that God looks heavily upon the work that he has done.
所以他在神的面前说, 我可以做, 但是我不敢做, 因为我怕得罪神。
Therefore, David, before God, he knows that yes, he can do this, but he did not want to displease the Lord, displease God, so he would not do it.
所以弟兄们，你就睇见一个真知道神嘅心意嘅人，同埋一个唔系真知道神嘅心意嘅人，嗰个分别喺度。So,
brothers and sisters, thus we can see the difference between someone who truly knows the heart's desire of God versus someone that only knows about spiritual matters.
嗰个知道真知道神心意嘅人，佢做神中意嘅事情。
Now the one who knows the heart of God only obeys him and carry out the matter that is pleasing to God.
那个不知道，不真知道神嘅心意嘅人，做自己中意做嘅事情。
The one that do not truly know the heart's desire of God carry out matters only pertaining to themselves.
另外一点,
another point.
我就睇见呢个。 真知道是几咁嘅，喺我哋嘅生命嘅上面系几咁嘅唔一样。
Now this matter of in the knowledge of Him, the true understanding of Him, in our life, it's completely.
喺我属灵嘅生命系几咁嘅唔一样。
And it will cause us a change in our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，真知道带俾我哋无上嘅福气。
Now, in the knowledge of Him, will bring us many blessings.
真知道会将我们带进去与神更亲密的关系里面。
This knowledge of Him will bring us into a more intimate relationship with our Lord.
你知道为什么亚伯拉罕被神称为是他的朋友?
Now, how do you know why Abraham is called a friend of God?
你知道为什么很多神要做的事情都 要讲俾亚伯拉罕听，and
why God speaks to Abraham about the things that he's about to accomplish，而唔讲俾其他嘅人，好似讲俾罗德听，或者讲俾其他嘅世界人一样。And not to other peoples, not to Lot, not to other people in at that
time，因为亚伯拉罕知道神嘅心意。Because
Abraham knows the heart desire of
God，我哋读。 啱，你讀緊創世記，你記得嗰次喺十八章，神要去滅呢個所多瑪俄摩拉嘅之前，係咪話好多嘢我都唔想瞞住亞伯拉罕。Now
we're on Genesis chapter 18 of Genesis. It mentions that God do not want to hit anything from Abraham when he was about to go down to the city of Sodom.
哇！佢哋嗰個關係係咁密切嘅。
Now, Abraham and God has this intimate relationship.
甚至亚伯拉罕同神好似大家好老友咁样彼此嚟倾偈，咁亲密嘅。
They were just like close friends that they could share all matters with each other.
真知道神将我哋带进一个同神有更亲密嘅关系嘅里边。
Now, this in the knowledge of Him will bring us into a closer relationship with our Lord.
真知道佢喺我哋嘅。 我哋嘅生活嘅上边，亦都有满有把握。To
know Him, to know Him completely will bring us this assurance in our life.
喺但以理书嘅里边，曾经记载佢但以理三个朋友嘅经历。Now
in the book of Daniel, it records the experience of the three friends of Daniel.
嗰阵时嗰个王叫尼布甲尼撒啦，就立咗一个金嘅大像。
At that time, the king Nebuchadnezzar constructed a golden statue.
Yeah, 咁咧整咗呢个大像之后咧，佢就吩咐全地嘅人都要向呢个 带将来下拜。
And upon the completion of this golden statue, he ordered all people to bow before it.
但但以理呢三个朋友咧就唔肯啊。
But these three friends of Daniel, they refused.
咁所以其他嘅人就控告佢哋。
So the others came and accused them.
带咗佢，将佢拉去王嘅面前。
And they bound them up and brought them before the king.
话要佢即时喺嗰度跪拜呢个金像。
So that they may kneel before the king, before the statue.
啊，如果你唔再唔拜咧，就将你掉入去个火炉，火窑嘅里边烧死。
And if they refuse, they will be thrown into the fiery pit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你记得佢哋嘅回答系点样样啊
？And brothers and sisters, do you remember what their answer was?
佢当然佢哋唔肯拜，但系佢哋呢三个朋友就回答呢个。
Of course, they refused to bow before the statue, and this is how they answered the king.
他说神能够救我们脱离这个火窑。
That God will be able to save us from this fiery pit.
也必救我们脱离你的手。
And he will also deliver us from your hand.
哇，我不知道，原来这帮人这么大胆。
Well, I do not know.These three friends, they can be so bold.
啊，如果你被人拉到去王嘅面前，佢讲明啊，你再唔拜咧，就将你掉入火窑嘅里边。
Now imagine if you were led before the king, and if you don't bow down before the statue, that you would be thrown into the pit.
啊，嗰阵时候你会唔会惊到脚都震晒
？Will you be trembling in fear？
但系呢三个人，佢冇咁样。
But these three individuals, they did not.
并且佢好大胆嘅，好大声嘅，仲讲话神必定救我哋脱离呢个火窑，亦都必定救我哋脱离你嘅手。
And they boldly proclaim that God is able to deliver them from the pit and deliver them from the hands of the hands of Nebuchadnezzar.
佢点知道神必定救我哋脱离你嘅手呢
？Now, how do they know that God would deliver them?
弟兄姊妹。是不是因为他们有真的知道我们的神
and Brothers and sisters, it must be that they have the true understanding of God.
如果你今天对我们的神、啊、他是不是假这样的思想的话你敢不敢说这些说话呢
Today, if our mentality is that so, is that how it's going to be done? Do we dare to say these words?
所以我们真知道神
So to truly understand God.
在我们的生活上面，我们就有把握。
If we do truly understand God, then in our life, we have this assurance.
还有真知道祂，我们就会享用祂的丰富。
And when we truly know Him, that we could rest in His abundance.
诗篇那里有句说话，说嚣张的狮子还缺食忍饿，但是寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
And now in Psalms, it records that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
真知道佢，我哋享用，我会享用神嘅丰富。
To truly know Him will rest in His abundance.
真知道佢，我哋嘅生命更加系丰富。
To know Him, our life will have this assurance, richness.
所以弟兄姊妹，真知道喺我哋属灵嘅路程上边。更加是 通达的。
In the deep knowledge of Him, in our spiritual walk, we will be walking on the right path.
更加的 通达、通顺。没 difficulty.
There will not be any difficulties. We have this true intimate knowledge of Him.
弟兄姊妹，是不是很多时候我们觉得，我们后来聚会好像觉得都挺烦的。
Brothers and sisters, do we ever, when we come to worship, have this feeling of being unrest? A little bit troublesome.
本来想讲瞓晏啲咁多啦嘛，系嘛？一个礼拜星期日瞓晏啲咁多，咁又要早起身。
So on Sundays, originally I could sleep in a little bit, but now I have to wake up earlier.
啊，边个又本来约咗我去饮早茶嘅，哎，而家又话要去聚会。
So-and-so has asked me out to have a little morning dim sum. Now I'm going to worship instead.
啊，本来我个个亲戚话要嚟嘅，咁而家我又冇时间去陪佢咯。
Now and also this relative of mine was to come and visit me, but now I don't have time to spend with them.
啊，好多嘅犹豫，好多嘅唔甘心。
There's some hesitation and there's some unwillingness.
点解啊，弟兄姊妹
？Why, brothers and sisters?
啊，因为我软弱咯。
Oh, it's because I'm weak.
啊，因为我唔够熟灵咯。
Because I'm not spiritual. No, that's not it.
因为我哋唔够认识我哋嘅主。
It's because we do not know our Lord, and we do not have a full understanding.
你只系知道咧，原来做基督徒要嚟聚会嘅，要读圣经啊！你只知道呢啲事情。
You only know the matter that the spiritual matter activity that I'm a Christian, I need to come to worship.
你唔知道，真唔知道我哋嘅主。
But you do not know, have a full understanding of the Lord.
以致到呢啲聚会读经嘅事情咧，成为咗你嘅烦恼。
So that these became trouble, reading the Bible and worship, and coming to fellowship, they became your trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你真的知道主
，But brothers and sisters, if you truly have a full knowledge of Him,
你就会好自愿嘅、自动嘅去追求神。
Willingly, you will pursue after the Lord.
你如果真知道主
，If you truly know the Lord,
你读圣经系常常嘅事情。
Reading the Bible is a constant, continuous thing for you.
主唔会话，哎呀，我应该读圣经啊，还系我可以应该去睇电视呢
？Now the question of either I should read the Bible or I should watch TV, that question would never come up.
我应该而家睇圣经啊，定话睇完我本小说先至睇呢
？Should I read the Bible now or should I wait until I finish my other novel？
啊，我起身咧一早要中意打机噶噃。但你话要睇圣经
，or I wake up early in the morning. I usually go play games, but now I should read the Bible.
听清话，如果你真知道主，呢啲都唔系问题嚟噶。
Brothers and sisters, if you have a true understanding of the Lord, that would not be an issue.
你真系知道佢，你就会咧好自动嘅唔打机去睇神嘅话。
If you know Him, you will automatically stop playing the game and to read the Lord, read His words.
你又真知道主，你唔。即使个亲戚喺嗰度等紧你，你都话啊，我等我聚完会，我即刻嚟陪你。
If you know him truly, then even though your relative is waiting for you, you would tell them that, let me come after my worship time.
你真知道主，亦都唔会话，哎呀，等我再瞓多一分钟嘅啫，我就起身噶啦，咁样嘅心态。
Now, if you truly know of the Lord, that you would not have this thought in your head that, oh, let me sleep just for one more minute.
真知道主，你就好乐意嘅，你就好自动自觉嘅会起嚟读神嘅话，爱佢去服侍佢。
In the full knowledge of Him, that is, you will automatically, willingly, wake up in the morning to read His words and to spend time with Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，最后一点，咁你话哎，真知道，我知啊，我而家你讲嚟讲去讲咗成朝。真知道嘅，咁点样知啊
？So brothers and sisters, that we've been speaking on the topic of in the knowledge of him for the entire morning, you probably heard mostly everything about it already. But how do I know him？
啊，你讲得咁高嘅啲属灵喺咗天上边，咁我而家真系好难掹得上嚟。
You're speaking about spiritual matter that is so high, high as the heavens. How can I cling to it？
我唔知道应该讲俾你听一条点样嘅路。
I do not know how to tell you about this path。
我亦都唔会话俾你听嗱，跟住第一步、第二步、第三步、第四步咁样样，照住呢度就得噶啦。
I do not have a formula for you to tell you that this is step 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's how you should do it。
但系我却知道呢，神嘅心意。要我哋去追求认识佢。
But one thing I know for sure, and that is God's desire is for us to seek after Him.
所以喺何西阿书六章三节嗰度就话：你哋务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
So therefore, in the Hosea chapter 3, it tells us this. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, it tells us this. Let's press on to know the Lord.Let's have knowledge. Let's go after the knowledge of the Lord.
让我们竭力地去追求认识祂，追求多些的认识祂。
So as we can wholeheartedly seek pursuit after him.
这个是神要我们做的。
This is what God desires for us.
神不会，他既然这样说，他不会说，你来找我，我就躲起来。或者说，你来，要来追求我，我就关起来在房间，不给你知道。神不会这样的。
So God will not hid himself from us if we seek and pursue after him.
神既然是这样说，他说我们要竭力地去追求认识他，他就给我们有一条路，又都给我们打开那道门，让我们去认识他，去知道他。
For as stated by God, that when he stated this way, that he would not hid himself from us, when we go and seek after him, he will be there.
怎样去真正的认识他呢？
Now, how to truly, fully know him?
保罗就同以弗所嘅教会讲。
Now Paul speaks to the church of Ephesus.
佢话求我哋主耶稣基督荣耀嘅父，以主耶稣基督嘅神荣耀嘅父，将那赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏俾我哋。
And that's a review of the first verse that we read, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
原来我们能够知道他是靠着圣灵。
How are we to know him? And that is through the Holy Spirit.
藉着启示。
Through the spirit of revelation.
那我们今天很多人去想知道一些资讯或者知道的东西，你就去哪里啊？Google 啊，是吧？
Many times today, when we want to research on some material, where do we go? We go to Google.
但是你要认识神，你要知道神，不是去 Google 喎。
But to know him, to know the Lord, that's not to go to Google.
去边度啊
？Where do you need to go？
呢度有本，有个呢个 Google。
And it's the Bible that I'm holding in my hand。
同埋圣灵喺你里边嚟到，开启你嘅貌色。
And also, it's the Holy Spirit within us.That will reveal to us of spiritual matters.
所以一定不是靠哪一个人来帮你。
And it's not by anybody that will help you.
也都不是靠哪个人来到开启你的灵。
It's not by any third person that will reveal to you the spiritual matters.
是靠什么？上面我们的。
But it's directly from the Lord.
圣灵会指引我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us.
圣灵会光照我们。
The Spirit will enlighten us.
但是我们必须要有这个追求，有这个心态，有这个意志。
But we must have the will, the heart's desire to seek after him.
神不会说，哎呀，你来找什么？你来寻求什么？我就特地不给你知道。神一定不是这样。
So if you have a heart's desire to seek after the Lord,God will not hid himself from you.
所以主就说寻找的就必寻见嘛。
Thus the Lord said, seek and you shall find.
大卫在诗篇132篇那里，如果弟兄姊妹你还记得那篇的诗篇呢，是大卫呢又起一个 心意要为神寻找一个居处的那一篇的诗篇。
In Psalms 132,there it states that David has a heart's desire to find a dwelling place for the Lord.
咁呢一个心意咧，系合神心水嘅。
And that is according to the heart's desire of God.
因为神系乐意与人同住嘅嗰一位。
For God delights to dwell among His people.
大卫喺神面前有呢一个嘅心志，神就接纳咗呢个心意。
That is David's heart's desire, and that is in accordance with God's desire.
於是神就賜福俾佢，讓佢達成呢一件嘅事情。
And thus God blessed David to accomplish this matter.
所以當人去尋求佢。
So when men come and seek after him.
當你有一個咁樣嘅心願，要多知道佢嘅時候，神就讓你知道。
And when you have a heart's desire to know more of him, God will reveal himself to you.
神向耶和华向敬畏佢嘅人亲密，佢必定将自己嘅约指示他们。呢个系诗篇25篇嘅话。
And God will draw close to those who seek after him. And he will show them his covenant.
所以神是乐意的向人打开他自己的。
And God is gladly open, reveals himself to us.
所以神一定不是呢好像其他的坊间的人说、哎、神神秘秘的。不是。
And God does not act in such a manner that he will hid himself from us.
只要你愿意来到寻求他，他就给你寻见。
If you are willing to seek, to come and find him, you will find him.
那个赐人启示的灵让我们知道他。
Now the spirit of revelation will cause us to know him.
并且圣经就说照明你心中的眼睛。
And he will enlighten the eyes of thy heart.
你记得在这个约翰福音二十章那里讲到玛利亚啊我们的弟兄在这里不久之前不是讲过他当主耶稣死了之后他来到这个坟墓的前面来寻找主的身体吗？
In John chapter 20, it speaks of Mary Magdalene that after Jesus was received by the Father, Mary came to the tomb to seek after the Lord, to find him.
这个玛利亚凭着他自己一番的热情或者说我们用凭着他自己的这个构造去寻找我们的主的身体。
And Mary, with her, was trying to find the Lord because of her emotions.
Yeah. 结果呢？怎样呢
？Now, what was the result of that?
结果佢乜嘢都唔知道。
She did not know anything.
你又睇见，当佢嚟到呢、这个嘅坟墓嘅时候
，When she came upon the grave, the sepulchre.
嘅时候，佢就话啦：，哎呀，我都唔知道人将呢个主从呢个坟墓里边就拎走咗出嚟，我唔知道。
She thought to herself that she did not know that someone had removed the body。
即使天使同佢讲说话嘅时候，佢话：，我都唔知道我哋嘅主去咗边。
And even when the angel spoke to her, she at that time she still doesn't know what happened to the body.
即使主耶稣站喺佢嘅面前，佢仍然嘅话，我唔知道系耶稣。
Even when Jesus stood before her, she still did not recognize him.
翻嚟到二十章，你就睇见嗰度有好几个不知道、不知道嘅话，原来我都不知道、不知道。
When we come back and when we go back and read John chapter 20 again.We could see there are many instances where Mary answered with, I don't know, I don't know.
但是她的确是付代价来的。
But she was someone that paid a price to come to see the Lord.
天未光她就来到这个坟前。
Before the sun even came up, she was there.
结果不知道。
But she does not have the knowledge of him.
但是何时她知道呢？何时她认到将主认出来呢？
But when did she come to recognize the Lord?
但当主向佢说话嘅时候
，That's when the Lord spoke to her.
当主叫佢玛利亚嘅时候，佢灵嘅里边就被光照过嚟。
When the Lord called out to her, Mary, then her spirit was wakened.
然后佢就话拉波尼，啊，夫子。
And she, at that time, understand who the Lord was and call him the teacher.
So, 弟兄姊妹，人来到神的面前，神要用灵、圣灵来到打开他们的心。
So, brothers and sisters, as we come before the Father, that the Holy Spirit is to reveal, to open up our hearts.
照明他心里面眼睛
and enlighten the eyes of her heart,
让她能够看见神
so that she may be able to see God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的结论就是说，神是愿意我们知道祂。
So brothers and sisters, our conclusion today is that God desires us to know him.
是极愿意你知道祂。
He desires greatly that you know him.
而且我们是需要知道祂。
And we need to know him,
并且是真知道他
and to know, have the full knowledge of him.
我们今天的满足不是 满足只是知道一些属灵的事情。
We are not satisfied knowing only about spiritual matters.
是要真知道他。
But to have the true, complete, full knowledge of Him.
我们的主也都不是单单满足于我们懂得一些属灵的知识。
And our Lord does not want for us to merely know about spiritual matters.
我们的主是愿意你和我是真知道他。
But that we, you and I, would know Him, would have the full knowledge of Him.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，不要再停留在这个这样的地步。
So brothers and sisters, do not stop at wherever you are at this point.
觉得只有我们尽了这个基督徒的责任，我来聚会。
That we have fulfilled the duties of a Christian, that we are here
for worship. 我尽了，我每天都读圣经。
I fulfilled the duty of reading the Bible on a daily basis.
我每天都懂得祈祷。
I pray on a daily basis.
单单这些这样的一个这个属灵的知识的这个属灵的事情上面。
Let's not stop merely on these spiritual activities.
我们要积极的追求，积极的去认识祂，积极的去真知道祂。
We must fervently pursue after Him to know Him more.
真知道祂就会叫祂喜悦，我们亦蒙主的恩。
To know Him, to have the knowledge of Him, would please our Lord, and we will have also this assurance.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们再一次的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you once again.
因为你不是向我们完全的封闭。
Because you did not hide yourself from us.
主啊，并且你是愿意向我们打开。
You are willingly open up yourself for us.
主啊，并且你要我们真知道你。
And you desire that we have a complete understanding of you.
因为当我们知道你，我们就更加的蒙福。
So when we know you, that we will be blessed.
因为我们真知道你，你就会更加得着更多的喜悦。
And when we know you, that you will be pleased.
但愿我们一班人在你的面前是成为一个讨你喜悦的人。
May we as a people be those that are pleasing in your eyes.
求主向我们施怜悯。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
给我们看见。
Cause us to let us to see.
看见我们今天的短处。
See our shortcomings.
又看见主你今天的需要。
And see your needs today.
让我们一同来满足主你自己。
So that we can fulfill your heart's desire, Lord.
主啊，叫我们真知道你。
So that we will truly know you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.